Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the MSU Extension to talk about Smart Gardening Pollinator Education Day, Sarah Raudio. How are you today, Sarah?
Good, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show with us today to talk about the event. Now, it's taking place tomorrow. Now, obviously, this is through the extension, and it sounds like something we all could use.
Yes, it's taking place at the Toll-Free Pavilion over at the West Branch Regional Medical Center in West Branch. It is a free event. It starts at 1 o'clock and goes to 5 o'clock tomorrow. And we have several speakers there, all in the topic of pollinator education.
Oh, okay. Now, what are we talking about when we talk pollinator education, Sarah?
I'll start the program off talking a little bit about some of the programs that we have in the gardening world here at Extension. Mm-hmm. But then we'll also have Abby Saeed. She is one of our educators out of Flint. And she's going to be talking about nesting habitat for solitary bees. And she's also going to do a demo on how to build bee boxes.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll also have Duke Elsner here. And Duke Elsner is kind of our insect guy. He really knows his stuff. He's going to talk both about the monarch butterfly issues and what you can do to support monarchs. And then he'll also talk about both bees and all the other pollinators besides bees that live in Michigan, and then how you can support those.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll be topping the program off by talking about the actual landscaping you can do to support pollinators.
I see. So, when we're talking pollination, we're talking about the bees and the butterflies and all those others who kind of help spread the pollen around for us.
Correct. And so we've really seen a pretty significant drop in pollinators. Not just in Michigan, but across the world even. So we really want to try to do some things to better support them, because one of the biggest issues we have when we have reduced pollinators is they impact a lot of our food crops, especially in the fruit category.
Boy, no doubt about it. So again, it's taking place tomorrow, and it is free. Now, they don't need to pre-register for this, do they?
No, they don't. And you can show up at any time. It does start at 1 o'clock, but it goes all the way until 5 o'clock. And so you can come at any time that you'd like and join us. We'll have some refreshments there and more information that you can take home with you.
Yeah, and again, tomorrow at the Toll-Free Pavilion, which is on South M30 West Branch, right by the Regional Medical Center there.
Right, and it's a little tricky to find. Yeah. You go to the back of the hospital, and we'll have some signs up, but go to the back of the hospital, and you can drive all the way to the pavilion with your vehicle and park back there. But yeah, go to the back of the hospital, and it is an outdoor pavilion, so it is outdoors that we're doing this.
All right. Now, Sarah, if they want more information about this event or anything else that's going on, how do they get more info?
Well, you can call our office mm-hmm. here in Tawas. So our number here is 362-3449, and you can either talk to Cindy or myself.
Yeah, all right. The Smart Gardening Pollinator Education Day tomorrow at the Toll-Free Pavilion West Branch Regional Medical Center on South M30 in West Branch, runs from 1 till 5 p.m. And Sarah Raudio from the Michigan State University Extension, hey, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Kevin.